And you're also trying to understand how to fit this into your schedule. And that's what we're going to teach you over 90 days. It takes 21 days to create a habit. We have you for 3 months. Now, so don't, I don't want anybody starting to beat themselves up because something didn't happen. But here's the big kicker. Next, what you're going to start hearing, some of the people, as we go through roll call tonight, some are going to respond by way of either here tonight, or they're going to say complete. For those that feel like they want to say complete, that's just because they want to, they already got their five done. As we roll into next week, the way we're going to do roll call, then we'll go Bob Greener, and you'll say complete, or we'll say complete or incomplete, and everybody I know is going to come to the call, and they're going to say complete. And what that basically means is they've done five ABCs. And what constitutes an ABC, matter of fact, we're going to get into that a lot tonight, it means you've hopefully you sat down face-to-face with these guys and gave them a neat kind of overview. But some of you guys might be hitting people at a distance, or you might be so busy you might not be able to even get in front of them. But you can leverage an InTouch, or you can leverage a DVD or CD. But here's the thing. They have to have viewed it, listened to it, and got to a point where they make a decision to go forward or to stop right there. We are in the people business. We're not in the sales business. We are in the people business. We're not just out there trying to sell packs. If you start to funnel people through this, the packs start to move. And we want everybody to understand that. The whole goal is what we're going to start to get into in about 2 weeks, is that everybody on this call should have a goal to get 100 people to convention. And we're going to spell that out per individual, how you can get 100 people there to convention. Now, a lot of times people start to think, well, you know, that seems like a lot. I mean, how can I do that? I have three kids. I'm working three jobs at the same time. He didn't know my schedule. And I look, understand, guys, I fully do. By way of, we've dealt with a lot of different people who've had really busy schedules who, honest to goodness, I have no clue how they got it done. But if you're thinking that getting 100 people to convention is a difficult task, you're not thinking in entrepreneurial time, which we'll discuss tonight. You're thinking in a time of trading time for dollars. You're not thinking of network marketing through people, because it's not just you doing this, it's the people we're going to go through. So tonight, we'll kick it off with the roll call. We're going to go through the books and CDs. We'll discuss a little bit on your one-minute story, because next week the assignment's going to be everybody on this side of the call. Everybody's going to share their one-minute story, and we're going to help you throughout the week how to comprise that, and we'll go from there. So before we kick off the call, and I'll pass it on to Sherry, we do have last week, because we had some technical difficulties, and that happens a lot. We had a couple of our callers they called in on the other line. And we want to go ahead and give them a chance to go ahead and introduce themselves, their name, their background, and what you hope to get over the next 90 days of this program, and really why you chose NECAN. And I want to start off with Charlie Spriggs. Charlie, are you on? I heard you, Charlie. Charlie?
Hear me?
Yeah, there you are, Charlie. Charlie, go ahead and share with everybody in the next couple of minutes your background and why you joined NECAN and what you hope to get over the next 90 days.
My name is Charlie Spriggs, and right now I'm a loan officer for a bank, and been for about 21 years, and it's 100% commission, and I love it. Prior to that, I was a police officer for 10 years, and about 7 of that 10 years, I was working undercover narcotics and vice. Put a lot of people in jail, confiscated a lot of drugs, and several shootings. I had someone tap me on the shoulder when I was a police officer in church and said, Charlie, how would you like to make in a month what to make in a year as a cop? I said, well, I'm buying drugs now. Do I need to sell them? I said, no, you become a loan officer and you earn commission. And my next question was, what is a commission? Well, he told me, and several years later, I finally made that goal. But right now in the mortgage business, after 21 years, guidelines are tightening up. We're loaning a lot of money, but it's now taking me several months to earn that goal that I set. And, again, I love what I do, and now I'm getting tapped on the shoulder again about thinking. I've been in the business for about 30 days. Using the products. I'm starting to listen to the tapes. I'm waiting to get my package where I can start reading my books. And I see that when I was a police officer, And even as a loan officer, it didn't matter if I arrested one person or 100 or closed one loan or 100 loans, I got the same pay. As a loan officer, I see that there's one opportunity that I'm missing out, and that's a residual income that NECN offers. So that's one main reason why I got into this. The products, they make sense, and I'm starting to use them, eat them, sleep with them, and I'm on my way. One thing I like to say that I know as a mortgage loan officer, I see my 401k going the wrong direction. I know that Social Security, by the time that I'm eligible for it, may not be there, or the amount that myself and my wife's going to receive is not going to be enough to for my lifestyle, what I'm used to. I know as a commission loan officer, the day that I close my last loan is probably the same day that they're closing the casket and putting me in the earth, and that's it. It's all over. So what I like about NECN, and the main reason I got into it, was the residual income. Again, as a cop, I arrested 100 people, or a mortgage loan officer, I close a lot of loans, I get paid good money, but I never have the opportunity to earn residual income, and here I am, and that's my story.
Excellent. And Charlie, what would you like to, what's your goal over the next 90 days? What would you like to get from this?
I'm working on my family. That seems to be the hardest cold call in the business, is that this is more than just selling magnets. It seems to be that on my 100th, that my number one person on that list is my wife. So I know that will come about, but the next 90 days, I think I'm reading enough, using the products enough, that I'm starting to feel a little bit better about what I've got myself into. And the next 30 days, it's talking to those 5 people a week and explaining what the business is about.
Excellent, Charlie. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and go with our next one, and we have Bob Greener. Bob, are you on?
Yes, sir.
Excellent, Bob. Go ahead and share with everybody your background, why you joined NECN, and what you hope to get over the next 90 days.
You bet. Where does one begin? Got 25 years in the business community, 4 with the Chamber of Commerce. I've had a small local sandwich franchise that's in the top 20 in the country out of 300 stores. So I've proven to myself and others I can do that and do it really well, but I've always wanted something a little more, a little bit more dependable, like Charlie mentioned with the residuals. I've been exposed to a number of businesses similar to NECN, not as well researched and backed like it is, and nibbled around the edges, tried to find time to do it in Dallas and a little bit in Louisiana here, but I've been turned on by the quality of the products and the potential. I have a lot of contacts here and in Texas and in other states, and feel that it's my potential will be limitless. It's just a matter of me getting off the butt and doing it, so to speak. I know it's difficult, like Charlie mentioned, everybody with family and the time to do it, but, have a couple of young kids, late in life type of thing, and got to take care of them. And standard income, like Charlie was mentioning, even though it's good, it's not quite enough. So, like I said, I've been exposed to several concepts such as this, and the timing was good. Miss Debbie Bennett, I have to give her credit here in the Alexandria market. It really tugged on me a little bit, took her time, and I was exposed to it about a year or so ago, and just the timing is right. And I think working with Terry and Austin, I have a lot of contacts in Houston and Dallas, and look forward to doing a little traveling, and just can't wait to get started. And like I said, I owe a lot to Debbie and Terry both. You know, it's the nurturing part of it, and the mentors, and believe me, that's nothing I get in my business. I'm dealing with employees. I'm sure a lot of people out there on the calls having to deal with employees, that's one thing that almost makes you want to run for the hills, even though we have a good staff, but it's the constantly dealing with it week in, month out type thing, you know. And this, if you get some entrepreneurial-based people, and that's what you have to try and filter out through the common folk, if you will. But the biggest, another factor is my mother's getting up in age, and I see her struggling a little bit with the common everyday things, and hopefully some of these products, I'm really looking to use her as an example that the products work. And if I can use her and my family and, you know, the self-stories like that, you know, that really turns people's ears, you know. And like I said, looking forward to working with Debbie and Terry, and if you have any other questions or anything else I need to share with you, just let me know.
Yeah, just what do you hope to get over the next 90 days?
Oh, well, like I said, after dealing with other concepts such as these, and see if you don't get off to a quick start. You know, I've seen other people do it, and it's really something that you really should apply yourself to. It's once you can get over that hump, it's smooth sailing. You have to continue to work yourself, and the effort has to be there. But I like the idea of about the 100 people on your list and working them. And I don't see any difficulty at all if you really push it to get anywhere between 50 and 100 people signed up, you know, in the first 2 to 3 to 4 months, something such as that, and then it'll branch out after that.
Right. Well, excellent, Bob. Welcome to the call, and looking forward to it.
You bet.
Sherry, we want to go ahead and pass over to you, go through the rest of the roll call. And as Sherry's doing this, if you guys can then just respond that you're here, and if you got your five done and you want to share. Now, some I know there are some that already did get their five done. Those of you who did more than five, say if you did, say, eight, you can say complete plus three, which is maybe just five plus three, which is eight. So we want to start doing that too, because one of the things you guys are going to learn, the people who are bringing the numbers, because the baseline is five. The people who are bringing the more numbers are the people going to be getting moving up the ranks faster. And what we're going to be doing on a week-to-week basis is finding out, if you did five in 1 week, where are they in the process? We don't want you just falling out at a point where you make five contacts, because if we find out at the end of the month you had 20 contacts and zero's gone to the second step, we know there's fallout to the first step, so we can start to get in there and help analyze that. So let's go ahead to Sherry, and if you're in a car, if you're in a noisy area, just hit star 6, get out, and come back in, hit star 6, come back in. Okay, Sherry Dorsey.
All right. I was just going to ask you, Terry, if you were in the car.
No. Whoever's on the static line, hit star 6. You don't know if you're going to start if you're driving. There you go. Go, Sherry Dorsey.
That's a little better. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. And again, you can either say here or you can say complete if you did your five contacts or more and completed your homework assignment. That's what complete is going to mean. Okay. So the first one is Vicki Walters.
Complete.
Yay.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, way to go, Vic.
That's fantastic. All right. And then, Bob, even though you've introduced yourself, we'll go ahead and let you have roll call, too. Bob Greener. Bob, you can't get back off the call once you do your intro.
Hello. Okay.
I'm kidding.
I've got it.
He's here.
Still there?
Okay. Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I've met with three people in the past few days and got lined up for five or six in the next week.
Awesome. Way to go. Way to start. All right. Patsy Garcia.
Star 6,
Patsy.
If you're muted.
Yeah, if you're muted, star 6 to come back in. You might be on the other side.
Sure,
she was here earlier. She might be on the other side of the call.
Yeah, but Patsy, if you're on the other side of the call, or Fleet, if you wouldn't mind giving her a call, make sure she has the right speaker code. All right, go ahead.
All right, Kevin.
Here.
Bertha.
Here.
All right. Awesome. Bill and Clara. Bevan.
Complete plus two.
Whoa.
Bill.
Way to go, Bill. We're going to come back to you guys and find out about all you guys doing all these complete things already. All right, Nicholas. Nicholas and Isabel.
Complete plus two.
All right.
Hi.
That's awesome. All right, Jeanette Hernandez.
Halfway complete. I just didn't finish the reading, but complete.
All right, good. All right, Charlie Spriggs.
I'm here.
All right. Dr. Larry Wilson.
Here.
All right. And Josie and Pete Garza.
Here.
All right.
Here.
I guess, is he there?
Yes, he did. I heard here.
Yeah,
we did our contacts. We just don't have the CDs or the books yet.
All right. All right.
Hopefully
we'll
get them in a few days. Yeah.
Yes, you will. All right. Well, that's great, you guys. And what we're going to do is on some of you that have already made contacts, we want to go back because we're going to talk to you a little bit about how are you making those contacts so that you can help others for next week to make sure everybody comes in complete. You know, what did you do? How did you contact them? That sort of thing. But what we're going to talk about first is the actual homework assignment for last week was the Dare to Dream Work to Win for Fishers and then also the CD Fishers of Men. So the first four chapters was Sing Through the Fog, which I love that first chapter. Success is no accident, inspired by others, and living in entrepreneurial time. And if one of y'all, you know, or whoever got something out of the book, what we'd like to do is kind of get a summary of what you really got out of those first four chapters. What was some of your aha moments? Who wants to start us off?
I can if you want, Nicholas.
Wonderful, Nicholas. Go.
Okay. So I think the point that I saw, and I had some notes down as I was going through, but I'll try and keep it short. The four points is determine what you want, decide what you're willing to reschedule to get, associate with people who are willing to help you, and have a plan that works and works the plan. And it's interesting because the have the plan that works and works the plan seems to go on as kind of a thread through the other chapters as well. As far as moving forward, setting up the goals, I've scribbled some of these things out there. The other thing that was very interesting was that enjoy the association with people, and I found, and that was one of the things that actually drew me to Nikan in the first place. Came to an offer meetings before I actually got involved, and fun was one of the things that came up in this book, which was kind of interesting. Also, the other part of that is keeping focus, and this meeting here, and just keeping involved with people, I think, will keep keep you motivated and keep you pushing forward, even though not to take the path of least resistance, which might be turning on the TV instead of doing those extra couple of things you need to do, right? The other thing that was fun was most people plan 1 year or one night, which is where they renew their enthusiasm for the following year, as opposed to planning one night for the rest of the year. And that I think was interesting. It upside downs the way people set up goals a lot of times. So dream big and work hard and then see it through. And of course, the entrepreneurial time. But I made some other notes too. But I think that those were some things that kind of stepped out.
Absolutely, you hit some really good high points. Anybody else before we kind of?
Yes, Sherry, yes, Vicky. There were three things that I really liked as far as not seeing the whole dream or feeling like you can't make it. I liked some reassuring things that it had in here, like Corey said. You can work your business full-time or part-time, but not spare time. I know I've always fallen to that, saying, well, I don't have the time. And I think that's one of the things I'm really appreciating now, starting these calls, and that it's like, I just made it time, and it's feeling so good. So, and then the other two parts I really liked was when it talked about giving it enough time, because sometimes I start to feel, and there was one area in here where it said you might want to find it easier just to say, why am I doing this, and just forget it. But I don't want to do that. So this kind of gave me a lot of reassurance to go on, and to also the part where it said that they're looking for a pack horse better than a race horse, and then that made me feel so much better.
I hear that. Me too. Good. Well, very good point. Anybody else?
This is Bill. I have a comment.
Great.
I think all the points that are made are great points about giving it enough time and duplicating, having consistent effort. I really think the phrase, you can do I'll apply to NECN. You can do NECN full-time, you can do it part-time, but you can't do it sometime. I think that's, that says a whole lot. But one of the things that I also liked, it said towards the end of that, I think the fourth chapter is, an entrepreneur or the person that's, let's just say, for, in my words, person who's been there, he can see that what you're doing now, where it will lead. He can see around the corners. He's got the big picture. And as we are beginning this this journey here, we can't, we can't see through the fog enough to know that the little steps we take now, the big things that we're building for the future. And then the entrepreneur who's done this before, he can see that, we're just laying brick by brick and what we're building is something very great. And we just need to, have the ability to get a little bit above ourselves and look down and realize that where we are headed, knowing that if we consistently take the steps to get there, we, in fact, will.
Awesome. Yeah, I love this book. This is one of the, actually, this is the first book that I read going into NECN. And, one of the very first chapter when it's talking about going out of the fog, then it keeps on kind of reinforcing itself, is consistent effort, duplication, and give it enough time. And that was the part that, some of you might have heard this story, but I invited 10 people to my first meeting. 3 showed up. They all said no. I thought I was done. It's like stick a fork in it, I'm done here, And that's the kind of thing that can absolutely turn a business on its head the wrong way. And that's why did y'all see anything to do with the calls and what we're doing that goes hand in hand with the book when it talks about the consistent effort and some of the things that we're teaching on this?
Kind of giving a focus, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about the meetings? Have any of you ever thought, I don't need to go to a meeting, or I don't need to hold a meeting every week? Come on. Did the book kind of address that? What's the purpose of going and communicating with other people, even though you may not have a guest this week? What's the purpose of showing up? It's what?
Renewal, focus, keep on track.
Yeah, and then also the association with other people, right, that they talk about in the book.
Yes,
and
when they see you going, they'll go too.
Yeah, and sometimes, Carrie, not hurt your feelings, but, the first meeting I went to, Carrie invited me to. The second meeting I went to, because Rose Pace was there, and I continued to go back because of Rose Pace. It was an association with another person that was totally out of my pay line. And so associations with other people are critical in this business. And that's what you'll find. And the more that you're able to meet people, Nicholas, you brought that up too, being around a lot of the people here and how important that is. Okay, well, let's go to the, and for those that are just getting their books, maybe, tomorrow, please do read these first 4 chapters. They are critical. And then next week we'll be reading the next 4, but you won't want to miss these. And then the CD is Fishers of Men by Ed Wiens. What did you guys get out of that?
I liked all the associations that he made. Just turning it into, things we can relate to, and that, it's not that overwhelming of a task. A lot of times, yeah. I personally think, network marketing, it's got to be all this, but, just keep it simple and just relate it to tasks you commonly do. I like the one part where he mentioned, are you fishing or are you hunting, the same way, because I think as I start looking at my list and how to approach people, you just got to really be patient, but also, like Terry before, you got to listen to what they're saying and kind of figure out what they need or what they want and how you're going to approach them. So I thought he did a great job of bringing that point across in the CD.
Excellent. I agree. Who else?
Did you say Bill?
Sounds
good. I said who else, but you got Bill.
Oh, I thought you said Bill. Well, Bill will respond anyway. a couple of things that I really liked that he said was, we would all like to recruit the person that's got, a 10,000-person downline that will come right over and all of a sudden you're golden, a month. But that's few and far between, and his whole approach was, obviously he had the fishing metaphor, and just catch fish, and along the way you're going to catch some big fish, you're going to catch some small fish, and sometimes the small and the medium-sized fish will taste a lot better than the big fish will anyway. So I like the idea of just, we're out there just catching fish. Just catching fish, and don't worry about, you know, big and small. Just, you know, get them all in the boat, and we'll deal with that later. I like that approach. The other thing I really like, the story, he and a friend were fishing on the Kenai River, and they were packed, people about 10 apart, and people on the left or right of him were catching fish. People on the left or right of his friend were catching fish, and they weren't catching any fish, and looked like they were doing the same thing, and finally one man came over to his friend and said, I think that you don't quite have enough weight on your line. It's not quite sinking deep enough. The fish are down a little bit deeper in the water, and you're floating across the top. So sure enough, they just added a little bit of more weight to their bait, and they all started catching fish. And, of course, the story was it's just doing the little things extra. Sometimes we might be doing the right thing, going through the correct motions, but we're missing a couple little things that we need to be doing in order to be successful. So pay attention to the little things also.
That's awesome. You know, something else, Bill, on that story that I really got out of it, too, it's like, okay, so the guy that was catching the fish was willing to share what he was doing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
and that was another big aha for me. It was like, oh, yeah, this is cool, yes.
But
and that's...
Yeah, but he also might have just felt
sorry
for the guy, too, you
know. Do what? I think I talked over you. I
said he probably just kind of felt sorry for the guy, too.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
He waited until he caught his limit.
Yeah, exactly.
He was fixing to back it in. Well, That's great. So you guys, next week, let's talk about the homework for next week. It's chapters 5-8 of the same book, which is Dare to Dream and Work to Win by Dr. Tom Barrett. And then we're doing the CD by Dave Johnson, which is, I just lost my title on that. It is How to Build Your Nuken Empire. And the Rick Murphy DVD is just for you. Now, that's only 9 minutes, so, you know, don't be, oh, my gosh, she's giving me way too much. So the Rick Murphy DVD is just for you because that's great for prospecting. And then next week we're going to also give a one-minute, like, some people call it the elevator speech. It's like when people say, what do you do? Or when you're trying to introduce yourself and tell people really what you do, it's that one-minute story. It's your one-minute story. And Dave Johnson talks a lot about it in his CD as well. But we'll go through a little bit more of that in a minute. So, Terry, something that you want to add before we get into the ABC and what we're doing?
Yeah, I hope you guys are understanding the importance, not only the importance of listening to CDs. I can already tell you guys are getting that and reading the books, but the importance of really listening to it. And you're really listening, so you can start to share this and what that's starting to bring. And some of you guys are starting to hear what other people are hearing that you might not have got for the book or the CD. And it's great to hear other people's thoughts when they do this. And how they start to break it down. And you'll start to, I highly encourage you, once we go through these, to not stop listening to these or not stop reading the book. Just keep reading it and keep listening to CDs, even beyond as we go through this call set, just so it becomes a part of you. Because Dave Johnson, the top income earner, I'll go ahead and this has been said by basically all the top income earners in network marketing, where you are in the next 2 to 5 years is determined by the books you read, the CDs you listen to, and the people you associate with. And when I say the people you associate with, and heck, Nicholas, with your background, with your therapy background, you can attest to this, but you can interview, if you didn't know somebody and saw them from a distance, and you asked to talk to 5 of their closest friends, without ever knowing that person, you would know that person just by talking to those 5 closest friends, because it's almost like guilty by association, or, you know, successful by association. And that's why when if you hang around with the turkeys, you're going to be a turkey. If you flock, although eagles don't flock, but if you hang around with eagles, you'll become an eagle. And it's one of the big things, I believe, is because they tend to raise the bar. They tend to help you reach greater heights as we go forward. Now, I know, Sherry, you're probably going to hit a couple more things, and we're getting towards our goal is to keep these calls around 30 minutes to 45 minutes, and maximum will ever be is 45 minutes. Before we get into some of y'all's success that y'all had last week, because I want to pull that out, because this is where we get to teach. And the reason we will come complete every week. And I want to speak to the coaches and the mentors that are out there who signed those commitment forms with the apprentice, the people who are participating on this call. It's not only y'all's responsibility to be complete, it's also the coaches and the mentor to help make certain we come to this call complete every week. Because it's our job, if the coach, when you, the reason we passed off to your upline Silver to sign off as your coach, because the Silver's been in this business long enough and cut their teeth to build their business of Silver. They happen to understand right off the bat the importance of the books and the CDs. As you guys, some might already understand this, but you're starting to learn. You're going to learn more and more over the next 90 days. But your coaches and your mentors already know this. So that's why when you sign off and you have those two partners, and also you'll have some other upline partners that will be helping you, most notably myself, but to help you achieve these goals. And this is the biggest thing what people start to understand when it comes to network marketing. You can go throw around the partner, I want you to be a partner in my business. That means nothing to most people, because most people have been given the runaround by a business partner out there. This is a true meeting of the sense of what it should have been a long time ago, but we're teaching this. Not only teaching this, we're showing it by action. So I know that, Vicki, you came to this call complete plus five, which means you got 10 people that either you sat down with or got to a meeting or they viewed some information.
Yeah.
Kind of share with us what did you do and where are these people right now in the process?
Okay. Some of these were family, and in the beginning, family was my hardest to try to convince, but I was basically at that time just sending them emails and that, and they kind of, I guess, were just putting it off, like, what is she trying to get us into? But I finally visited the family and actually took some products and that, and showed them, and they're, I mean, it was like eye-openers. And right away they were like, well, I want this. And I go, what do you realize? I go, you could be my partner and be making money, you know, from whoever. You can share this just like I just did with you. And they're kind of like, now, hold on, take your time. So we just did a little slower and went through, and they go, okay, well, I want this stuff, but just give me a little while. So some of them are sitting on it, but that to me was a big plus coming from my family. And then the other ones, I was able to sign up another consultant, and it was basically from doing a rollout, which I had done a couple of weeks ago, and she had told me she was interested in it. I kept sending her some videos in that, and she came back saying she wanted to sign up, and we're going to work from her from there. The other ones are basically, I have a preview coming up, and I had a past preview that I sent out emails inviting everyone. So that's how it kind of went more, because I saw some of these people, other than my top five I was working with, along the way, and they were asking me about it. So that's how I kind of went over the five that I was looking for, and just basically telling them a little bit more and getting them to come to our preview. So that's where I stand right now.
Are you excited?
Oh, yes. I just love seeing their faces. I mean, they're kind of like when you do that street test to them, and they're like, uh-uh. No, you probably didn't push, you know, right the first time. They're like, this is amazing.
How many of y'all believe enthusiasm sells?
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of times we find ourselves, if I just knew the perfect thing to say, or we find ourselves, how many of y'all find yourself, before you make a call to somebody, you're scared you're going to lose them?
Yes.
When I want to free you guys up, you're not going to lose them, okay? You know, I've always said, and I don't know where I've heard it from, ignorance on fire is a whole lot better than knowledge on ice. So, and you go out there excited about something, because how many of you guys know some that know your friends or family or your contacts, how many of those people are excited about life today? So when we bring enthusiasm and excitement to it, they want whatever you're taking.
Yes.
You know, so that's a big part of this thing. So don't, everybody, you're going to learn a lot when it comes to steps and you're going to complete and all that kind of stuff when we're making our contacts. Let's not get all caught up in being perfect. Let's make it nameless. And another thing I want to make sure that everybody does this next week, if you haven't already, another part of the assignment, I want you guys to get with your coaches. And coaches are listening in right now. And if you have a hard time, get a coach, your coach mentor, make sure you get a hold of myself. And make certain, you know, your 100 name list, they're helping you derive that into a plan of action. how we're going to make some of these contacts if you're having a difficult time. And I want y'all to discuss that next week, how it kind of opened your eyes, how it made you feel when we started to do that. Okay, now we also, Nicholas, you came complete plus two to share with us. I mean, you were traveling last week, and when did you get back, Nicholas?
I got back, unfortunately, due to an unfortunate locking of my keys in the car. I got back a day later than I was anticipating. Hyundais are very secure, and there's no way of getting into the trunk without bringing in specialist locksmiths, evidently. But that's a whole story in itself. My stuff was remote. I did it by email, and I did it with InTouch, and I was really surprised to see it works as advertised. You can go in there and see. Honestly, it took me a couple of times to get it right. I sent it out twice by accident in the beginning to figuring out what was going on. But the fact is that I got my list and I sent it out, and people were some people opened it, some people didn't, and so I knew exactly where things were, and so that was the opportunity with the InTouch. I touched people that I would not have been able to touch otherwise, and of course while I was in Nashville, I managed to talk to three people, and two of them took the catalog home. So that was kind of a nice additional plus there. So the opportunities are there. You just gotta hop in there, and I always have that mag boy sitting on my desk wherever I am.
Is that a conversation starter?
It certainly is. If anybody aches, somebody says something, I look for an opportunity. Just go, here, just try this a minute and see what happens. And invariably that comes up to the conversation.
What you just brought up, and I can have the author mixed up, but I do believe I've got it spot on. Larry Proffitt, our vice president of sales, was on the flying in first class because he's a vice president of sales. But anyway, he was flying in first class, and he sat his MagBoy. For those of y'all who are new, that's the two spiky balls that you have that came in your kit. And he had it sitting on his tray. And the guy sitting next to him says, "What is that?" And Larry recognized the person. It was Mark Vicker Hansen. And the guy said, "What is that?" And he said, "Well, this is a product, I basically rub on my shoulders. Anytime I got stressed, I got to relieve the stress." And he said, I guess you don't ever have stress in what you do." And he said, "Well, let me see that." And he rolled on his back. And then what Larry did at that time, he pulled his insoles out and did a strength test in first class. Now, this is before all the other stuff that's going on with security. Because they might have tackled him, I don't know. But he did a strength test on Mark Victor Hansen and blew him away. And what happened is Mark Victor Hansen started to do strength tests on everybody in first class. Well, the moral of the story is it came down to 2 years later, somebody came up to Larry Proffitt at an event, and they said, "I want to thank you for what you did on a plane with Mark Victor Hansen, because when you had that MagBoy sitting on your tray and Mark Victor Hansen did the strength test, one of those people was my mom, and because of that, I'm gold today." Mm-hmm. And that was because that person knew, he passed on to her son, who was able to build that business to gold in a short time, and it happened because of a product, and that's how fast the word of mouth spreads. Now, I also want to get to, and I might miss a couple of you guys, but I want to get to Bill. Bill, I know you're a complete plus two. I know you had a great week, and you really got spot on focused on Thursday. You kind of shut yourself in the car, started making contact. Bill, share with everybody your complete plus two. Share with what you did.
Well, it was a combination. I talked to a friend of mine that I'd actually talked to when I first got in the business, and I actually... 10 years ago, I was in a network marketing business, and I recruited him, and he recruited someone, and that person recruited 1,500 people. So he was like one of my top people. As soon as I opened my mouth, though, he was not interested anymore in network marketing, so I kind of forgot about him. But last week, I started calling him again. Turns out, he's got diabetic peripheral neuropathy, and I talked to him about the insoles, and all of a sudden now he's interested because of the product, because it's gonna help him with his condition. So he said, basically, "I'm in, get me these things." That's just a friend of mine that, as Terry says on his video, someone may say no, but, you know, they'll come back around. And so don't ever think no really means no. It just means, you know, not right now. Then I was out. I bumped into somebody today, Terry. I didn't tell you about that. I bumped into somebody today, and they're a pharmaceutical tech, and I said, well, pharmaceuticals. That's a business that's not going to be doing so well as time goes on. And I told them why, and I explained to them about Neekin. So they're excited about Neekin, and I got on the phone and called some people cold when I was driving around the car. Set up an appointment to see them. And sat with them, and they're excited. I think the two I sat with on Friday, actually one on Friday, one on Sunday, I'd say 80% that they're going to come on board as consultants. In fact, you know, Terry and I have an appointment with one there for tomorrow to get him signed up. So it's just a combination of people I know, people I run into, people who I strategically tried to call that I thought this opportunity may appeal to them.
Excellent. So you're not only from your 100-plus name list, you're also kind of spreading out even to people. You basically what we would refer to as a three-foot rule. And when I say the three-foot rule for those of y'all who don't know what that is, it, basically what that means, if it's somebody's 3 foot from you, you tell them about Neekin. But you're actually, you know, kind of spreading out into the warm market, the cold market too.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, today, the person today wasn't like I grabbed him and said, hey, let me tell you about something. I think a person has to be willing to, though, take interest in the other person, listen to them. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Oh, okay. Because if you don't really pay attention to the other person, why should they pay attention to you?
Excellent. Now, I hope you guys caught on the first contact that Bill said he shared with his friend. He shared the opportunity first, and the guy politely declined. But Bill followed through again the following week, and it was because he heard that the fellow had diabetic peripheral neuropathy, he offered a solution which now opened the doors. And the reason I bring this thing up, a lot of times people bring up, what do you lead with, the business or the products? And I want to teach you to lead with the opportunity. As you'll see, the CDs you have in your teaching will go into this program. I don't know if it have anything to do with products. It's all about opportunity and your mind and how you think and all this kind of stuff, because you can talk to the people who have made it to the top in this business, and they would tell you if they had to do it all over again, they would spend 95% on their head and 5% on their business. But if you'd have led, now, it's people, the reason I bring this thing up, lead with the products, and I'm not going to correct any of you guys as you do this, you'll learn as you go. There's been a lot of people who built a big business because of that. But for me, it just never worked. But I've always gone by the theory, there's not even a theory, the facts that if I led with a product and they said, no, I can't turn around and say, okay, great, well, I have a business opportunity you might be interested in and selling something, the product you don't even want to hear about. But if I talk about the opportunity now, when I say opportunity, I'm not also leading with this is talking about strictly business. I'm talking about opportunity so I can listen to them to find out where Neekin could fit, and that can be business, products, or both. So y'all heard that he led the opportunity, he quietly declined, but it did come full circle and it came back because of a product. And the fella that wants the product to help him with his condition, he's going to know his opportunities. He's going to be all fired up about that. So, Sherry, I know we're going to – there's things next week. You also, as you're going through this week, as you listen to your CD about Dave Johnson, now the DVD that you can listen to is This For You by Rick Murphy. This is also in touch. I want you all to see the reason we got in DVD, because some of you guys might not have access to a computer who are listening in. But we do have this in a DVD form, and this is what I'm leveraging. I think it gives a great story, and it does in less than 8 minutes. People are not getting more time; they're getting less time because they're also running on fear. And when you're talking to people, everybody's open as to the way we approach them, whether or not they say no or yes. We have to get to the start to develop the ability to paint them in the picture where they see themselves doing this. It doesn't matter, because sometimes there's people out there doing a jug of juice and you're wondering why they're doing something crazy like that. Why can't they see the fact that this grew my third wheel back, or they gave me a third eye? It doesn't matter to them if they don't see themselves being able to do this. So they have to be able to see themselves do this, and you have to get to the ability to be able to paint themselves, those people, into the picture. And the easiest way to ever do this is not to start to sell them. But it's also, we've been able to build our whole business leveraging tools to say less to more people, to basically create interest.
and let the tools do the work. And that's also leveraging third-party credibility through ABCs and all that kind of stuff. Now, one of the things I want to say before I pass it to Sherilyn, has anything else she wants to offer. She's probably rolling her eyes at me right now. You can go to pathfinders.biz. There's two websites you guys are going to be utilizing. That's teamlivet.com. That's teamlivet.com, L-I-V-E-I-T.com, which you'll see my schedule online. I want it up to date, and now my wife's rolling her eyes at me. But it's also going to have the schedules of some of the webcasts might not be on Pathfinders, but also pathfinders.biz, and Pathfinders is a website that my sponsor basically fixes all that stuff up. And he has a lot of great tools on there. But one of the things we're going to leverage on this, when you go to the front page, to the pathfinders.biz, there is, let me see right here, if I can go there, you can go to the Pathfinders process e-tracking. This is a tracking sheet we're going to leverage as we're going through this process, because these are things I'm going to want to know. You know, you're going to have your goal. For example, it says the first week. It says step one, step two, step three, and it says the step one is ABC, step two is decision, step three is sponsored. So your goal might be five, but it's also going to say your actual at the end of that. We know that your actual is going to be five every week because you're going to come complete. I'm just going to let you all know that real quick. But also what we're going to be able to do, if you guys fax this or sat in front of your sponsor or your coach and go through this, well, they're going to want to see this to see how you're progressing. Because one of the things that I've always been able to, well, you can always, you'll realize real fast, the people with the full calendars are building a business. They're making money. Their checks are going up. They're increasing. They're giving rollouts. You heard somebody talk about the rollouts, and Vicky, you're sharing the rollout. That's a powerful, powerful tool, which we'll get into next week. But we want to make sure not only are we coming to these calls complete, but say if we came complete plus five, complete plus two, if we just flat out complete, we want to make sure that at least a third of those are going to the next step. We want to make sure that we're not just getting out a lot of information and get a whole bunch of no's, because if that's the case, then we need to find out what, evaluate what tools we're using or how, what is our approach. And then it's not always that we have to revamp everything. We might just need to turn that bolt just a little bit to the right, and then everything starts to fly. It's like what Bill was talking about, what he got from the Fishers and Men. Put a little bit more sinker weight on the fishing line, and you'll start to catch fish. That's what we're going to help teach you guys. So next week, you guys, as we go through all 10 of you, each one of you guys are going to share your one-minute story, okay? I highly, 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 highly encourage you get with your upline, silver or above, and let them know you need to work on your one-minute story. And you guys, you all have my contact information as we go forward, and let's make certain that we get that one-minute story, because I like what Dave Johnson, to quote him again, you need to have a one-minute story, a five-minute story, and a 10-minute story. The reason you need a one-minute story is because you got to get to a point where you can cap your story off. You don't want to become a chatty Cathy with your hand on your own string and keep pulling that thing because you like hearing yourself talk. Because that's a lot of times what we do in the beginning, we kind of talk our prospects away from us because they get scared. And as you start to set up your one-on-ones, your ABCs, if you let somebody know, if I say, hey, Kevin, this is Terry, we're going to sit down for 20 minutes. Well, if we sit down for, if it ends up being an hour and a half, they start to say, well, you know, they start to feel like every time they talk to you, it's going to be a long-winded conversation. We want to keep them short and sweet, to the point, start to leverage tools and go from there. So, Sherry, before we cut off, is there anything you want to say? Add? Close?
No, I think you did it all. We've got the homework. We've got everything going. If you guys are, if you need to get a hold of me or Kim, you've got the numbers, so feel free to call either one of us. And we look forward to next week, everybody coming complete and sharing how they did that.
And I'll share this with you. We will get an email out to you. The people on the speaker side with their names, contacts, and their phone numbers and email to all you guys here in the next 2 weeks. We will be putting you guys in teams of three. And the reason we do that, as we go through the teams of three, as you're hearing the complete or incomplete, based on the team, if all the individuals are complete, the team's complete plus whatever. If there's one individual's incomplete, the whole team's incomplete. And this is to help teach you. You're part of a team. It's like a coach, mentor, and apprentice, what a lot of you guys
are hearing what we're doing here. We're putting you almost in a coaching role and also an apprentice role to help, or a mentoring role to help your team rise to the top. And each month, the team that has the most amount of success, there's going to be, Sherry said she would buy everybody a cruise from your, wherever you want to leave from. But we're going to do that. No, but there will be a reward each month as we do this. So, guys, those y'all who don't have your CDs and books in, they should get there quick. Make certain that not only do you get your Hunter Nameless, a copy of your Hunter Nameless to your upline coach, but make certain you have your Hunter Nameless copy to your upline mentor. We got to make sure that both of them have that so we all know what we're working with. So, guys, fantastic job tonight. This is a great group. This is going to be a fun 90 days, and it's going to fly by quick. If you guys need me, give me a holler. Y'all have a great night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.